This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and with me here is our house musician, Jonathan Colton. Now, please welcome our VIP. You know him as Sulu from Star Trek, and he also inspired and stars in the musical Allegiance. Please welcome our VIP, George Takei.
Oh, my. In the middle of the warehouse district of Brooklyn, I had no idea you all existed right here.
I've listened to you on Howard Stern for years.
Oh, my.
And you have such a joyful personality, just full of positivity and glee. And I just have to ask you, what is the secret to your happiness?
Well, the thing is, you have to... My grandmother lived to 104 years old, and I think part of her success was that she woke up every morning to a brand new day. She said, every morning is a new gift. Her favorite hobby was collecting birthdays. When she was 90, she was telling people she's 91. And we'd tell her, no, Bachchan, you're 90. And she says, no, I'm counting the Japanese way.
Hilarious. George, you co-created and star in the musical Allegiance. Now, the show takes place during World War II when the American government forced Americans of Japanese descent into internment camps.
And a very personal story.
And because it's based on your life.
Well, actually, more my parents' life.
Your
I was a
life.
Kid then.
Yeah.
From 5 years old to 8.5 years old. And... My real memories of my imprisonment are actually fun memories. For a kid, as long as you have your parents nearby, I remember the barbed wire fence and the sentry towers, but I also remember the fun I had with other kids. And we were in Arkansas, the first camp we went to, in the swamps, and catching pollywogs in the creek and watching them sprout legs and turn into frogs. And then the second camp we were in was much harsher, in Northern California, right by the Oregon border. But one of the ironic memories I have is I began school in a black tar paper barrack. And every morning, we began the school day with the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
Right.
I could see the barbed wire fence and the sentry tower right outside my schoolhouse window as I recited the words, with liberty and justice for all. We're telling this story as a musical. And
yes,
most
why
people
a musical?
Are, you know, yeah. They burst out guffawing when, when I tell them that. Because the other part of the internment experience is resilience. When we were first in prison, people were all wrapped up in themselves, in their gloom and doom and self-pity. And my father was a block manager in both camps that we were in.
Hardship.
And he said, we've got to survive this, and we're going to survive it as a community. And he organized a baseball team, and we created a production number out of the baseball game called Gotta Get in the Game. And also the message is, you got to work in concert with others. So we... balance both the suffering and the pain, as well as the strength and the tenacity to be able to find joy. Life has to go on.
Just you talking about this sort of combining, you know, the dark and the more joyous to create this thing, you know, it's actually very much in all the work you do. I'm just thinking you are a social media sensation. You have, what, 1.7 million Twitter followers? But it's
9 million plus Facebook followers.
Broken.
Thank you. I have many friends here.
And it's a real mixture. I mean, your feed has a lot of crazy stuff from the interwebs that you find funny, some wordplay, but there's also a lot of political activism.
Mm-hmm.
Is that sort of the ultimate plan, to lure people in with the the fun,
you
wacky
catch
stuff?
Catch more flies with honey than with vinegar.
But is that a conscious thing that you're
absolutely
like, oh,
it
okay,
is.
There
yes,
you
ma'am.
Go. All right. It works great.
It works. It works. By trial and error, you know, I made that discovery. And it's a sharing medium.
Yeah.
So they send in their memes and their little witticisms, and I share it with everybody. And they're flattered that I shared it, and I get the credit for it.
Now, this is, it's the 50th anniversary of Star Trek. Now, when you auditioned way back then, were they looking specifically for a character named Sulu, or was that written once they found you?
No. Gene Roddenberry, the creator of Star Trek, had this vision. The Starship Enterprise is a metaphor for Starship Earth, and the strength of the starship lay in its diversity, coming together, and like my father's baseball team, working in concert as a team, as a group of people working together. And so each character was to represent some part of the diversity of this spaceship Earth. And the character was devised as an Asian character.
Okay.
And he wanted to find a name that was pan-Asian, that suggested all of Asia, so that we don't have this nationalistic division. And he found out off the coast of the Philippines, the Sulu Sea. He thought, the waters of a sea touch all shores. And so that's how he came up with the name Sulu.
Huh.
And when he cast a Japanese-American,
right,
me, in that character, he decided to give him a Japanese first name, Hikaru Sulu.
How close do you think we are to that idealized society that was shown in Star Trek in the 1960s? How close are we?
It's a constant struggle.
I believe whatever number you give me.
I'm not going to give you a number, but an example.
Yes.
We in California had marriage equality in 2008. Before that, there was an even more exciting thing that happened. In 2005, both houses of the California state legislature passed the marriage equality bill. It was a groundbreaking action. All that was needed was a signature of our governor, that one person who happened to be a movie star,
right,
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
When he campaigned for the office, he said, "I'm from Hollywood. I've worked with gays and lesbians. Some of my favorite friends are gays and lesbians."
Yes.
So we thought surely he would sign the bill. When the bill landed on his desk, he played to his conservative Republican base, and he vetoed it. And I was so angry, so raging that...
Did you call him?
No, I went out on the streets.
Nice.
I called a press conference, and I came out publicly. And I've been out ever since.
I'm sure you get this a lot, but talking to you kind of gives me hope for the future.
Oh, you got to have hope. You know, pessimism will get you nowhere. In fact, pessimists are already defeated. It's the optimists that get things done. People who have hope. People who aspire. People who see things better, right?
A bunch of people in a Brooklyn warehouse are like, "Wait a second, I've never thought of it that way."
You're in a darkened warehouse.
That's right.
You gotta have hope.
George Takei, would you like to help us with a game?
I'd be more than happy to, if it's going to make people happy.
I think it might. So we've beamed two contestants to our stage.
They are sparkling.
Mary Godwin, you're a Spanish lit teacher, and you're related to a famous author. Who is it?
I am. Mary Shelley. She wrote Frankenstein.
What?
Yes.
Pero
true story.
Es una profesora de literatura española.
Sí. Soy maestra de español.
Qué interesante. Sí.
Gracias. Qué bien hablas.
You guys are going to help us get a lot more listeners.
This is NPR, right?
Yes, NPR. Ken Cooper, a composer and lyricist, what is the most boring thing you can think of?
I'd have to go with the David Lynch movie. Ooh, not... I'm not winning Miss Congeniality with that one,
know.
Huh?
It's divided.
Yeah.
Mary Godwin, what is the most boring thing you can think of?
I know it's a very healthy way to start your day, but I can't think of anything any more boring than a bowl of oatmeal.
It's very healthy, though.
Very healthy.
A lot of roughage.
Packed with fiber.
So George has such a smooth, deep voice. Anything he says goes down like a fine whiskey. So in this game, we are putting that to the test. George will read a boring set of instructions. And you will buzz in and tell us what the instructions are for. And the winner will move on to the final round at the end of the show.
All right.
Take it away, George.
Apply to wet hair, working into a gentle lather with fingertips. Rinse well.
Mary.
I'm saying shampoo.
You are saying the right thing.
That was an easy one.
Yeah, that was simple. They get harder.
Yes. Add boiling water. Stir in cold water. Refrigerate 4 hours or until firm.
Amazing. Ken.
Jell-O.
Jell-O is correct.
Another easy one.
These all sound, with your deep voice, they sound very flirtatious.
That's a nice word for erotic.
Erotic. Better when you say it.
I hope it's that kind of show.
Oh, yes.
I know this ain't the Howard Stern show.
Oh, I can't wait for you to read the next one. The first line is fantastic.
Make a fist. Oh, the minds you people have. Place it above the person's belly button. Well below the rib cage. Pull sharply inward and upward.
Mary.
Those are instructions for doing the Heimlich maneuver.
Yes!
Couldn't lead you astray.
I'm certified.
Next one.
Let's do it.
There are 5 different types of resources. Grain, brick, ore, lumber, and wool. Resource production is determined by the roll of the dice at the beginning of each turn.
Ken.
Settlers of Catan?
Is that it?
It's a very popular game.
Stroke gently around the upper ear without entering the ear canal.
Ken.
Q-tips?
Q-tips, yeah.
Oh, the kinds of minds you have.
All right, we just have a couple left. This one is very specific.
Don't be a pole hog. Leave room for others to hold on. In other words, share the pole.
Mary.
Those are instructions from the MTA on how to be a good rider on the subway.
Yes, they are. All right, unfortunately, this is our last clue.
Here it is. Push the pulse button, which will cause the pulse indicator to light to flash. Next, push and release the desired speed button. Repeat as desired. You determine the duration of each pulse.
Ken.
Is that a treadmill?
I don't have the answer. You do.
Yeah, if that is a treadmill, I'm going to start running immediately. No, it is not Mary.
I just got a mani-pedi this weekend, and that sounds a lot like a massage chair I was in.
Oh, massage chair.
No, I'm sorry. The answer was a blender or a food processor.
Who knew blender?
Now you're getting the hang of it. Yeah, yeah.
That's a sexy blender. That is a sexy blender. Oh, my goodness. Art, Chung, Puzzle Guru, how did our contestants do?
We have a tie.
Wow.
I can't compete with George for the sexy voice, so it's a straightforward question. What company provides word-free assembly instructions for furniture items such with names like Billy, Doxa, and Meltorp? Ken.
IKEA.
That's correct. Congratulations. You're moving on to the final round.
Thank you so much, George. I have to ask you, would you be up for an Ask Me Another challenge of your own?
Sure,
all
why
right.
not?
George Takei, everybody. If you want to be an Ask Me Another contestant, here are your totally thrilling instructions. Step one, go to amatickets.org. Step two, drop us a note. We'll send you our contestant quiz. Step three, add flavor packet and stir. Coming up, George Takei sets our phasers to pun. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.